Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are back again in the building with the greatest men alive. It's the Band of Brothers radio show, man. And I know I got to introduce these brothers. I got to introduce myself. I'm the architect. I'm in the building as always. I'm here. You know what I do.
The man, the myth, the legend.
I almost just want to just get right into the topics because they just completely derailed our pre-production meeting.
Yes, Lord.
I had everything said. We about to get into the show. We about to do what we do.
Can we get a clap for Romeo?
And then, yeah, I mean, please. Yeah, go ahead and applaud.
Oh, my God, this Romeo. Romeo, you my favorite forever.
It's the pep in me.
Boy, you don't know sometimes. Oh, my God, You just don't know.
Man.
But, yeah, man, we got some topics for you. I'm gonna just say that. We got some topics. We're going to talk about some things. We're going to discuss them. Y'all going to have your feedback. Please feel free to feedback. Give us your feedback about the situations, how you feel about them on the MixLR app, on CultureShockEntertainment.com, and on CSCRadio.caster.fm. We're going to need your feedback because, I'm just saying this here. He's here. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm peachy now.
Are you peachy?
Oh, man, right. I'm peachy right now.
That is beautiful. Mav, you know, I'm gonna start introducing. You know, C Murder not here. You know, he has some family circumstances he had to deal with.
Praying for you, dude.
Yeah, please pray for him. Keep him in your prayers.
Definitely,
you know, family tragedy and all
you,
that.
Man. You and Steph, love
so,
y'all.
So, you know, now, no matter of fact, let's go ahead and put one up for you since you ain't here.
We're
gonna ride for you. We ride for our dog, man. You know, ain't here, man. We riding with you, man. We love you. We praying for you. We got you when you come back. But since C Murder got an intro, I ain't quite found the intro that I want for you. But we definitely got this for Mr. Maverick. You know, we firing out the gate, man.
I know what intro he needs.
Oh, give it to me. You're gonna have to give it to me.
I know.
What? Yeah.
I'm gonna text it to you, brother.
Text it to me. Yeah, man, I'm gonna need that because Maverick needs something. Maverick,
I got the perfect intro for Mav.
So
you gonna thank me for this, dude. I promise you.
What's going on, Mav?
Not much, man. I'm well rested. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You're going to need to be well rested for this episode today. Normally, when we go to the love doctor, a.k.a. the pastor, a.k.a. Romeo.
Romeo's
AKA
the man. He's the man of the hour today.
Yes. I mean, usually we go to the soft tone music. We may get into that later when we actually get into the love doctor segment. But go ahead and tell the people what you said. Go, just hold on.
You got to do this.
Yeah, we're
going
to need complete silence for this, and then we'll pick back up with the background music in a second. But yeah, what did you say before the show started?
I'm just thinking, you know, the gay lesbians, they got their rights.
Let's pause real quick. So you hear gay lesbian rights, you know, faith-based show, you know, brothers, you know how we feel about the movement. We talked about it. So you hear gay lesbian rights. So you got your mind set on one thing, right? Listen to the audience. Okay, go ahead.
So they have the right to marry one another.
Right. We just had that issue, right? Listen to the audience. We was talking about the Supreme Court overruling and changing things, right? Your mind still going on the same track? Cool. Go ahead.
All right, so they got their right, but what about my right as an American? Yo,
his right is what? People, what is he talking about? His rights. His right to be a married man, married to a married woman? Of course you can have that right, right? I mean, that's already been in place since the beginning of time, but go ahead.
I like women, right?
Right.
Okay, that's my right.
Yeah,
right.
Straight man, but like women.
I like more than just one woman.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
You don't get married and get blind.
That's right.
I need my DJ rewind, but I'm not even prepared for this one, people. I'm not prepared. I would expect that from I'm Just Saying. I mean, this I'm Just Saying, right?
My heart.
You know,
oh my
the
goodness.
Maverick is going to give you something crazy like that. But the pastor?
Yeah,
wait a minute. Hold up. So what are you implying here, man? Yes. What are you implying? I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
I mean,
are you changing religion?
He looks so serious too.
Are you becoming the Nation of Islam now? Because you know they like to have more than one. Are you from Congo now?
It should be an option. You know,
it should be an option. Okay,
I'm an American man. I like women,
and you want to live the American dream. That is what you said. So, and the American dream is to have what you want, right?
Exactly.
talk to me, people. So, talk to me.
What about, you know, rights as a married man to have more than one woman? Or if you're a lady, you like more than one man, you know?
So should the rules apply to the women like it does the men in other countries, where if you have enough money to provide for them, you can have as many as you want?
Exactly.
I mean, you got all these independent women nowadays anyway. If you're so independent,
right,
why don't you take care of me? And another one. And another one.
And another.
And another. And another. And a sister, right, and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Wow. Yes.
Man, where you at, man?
I love it.
I feel the same way too. You know,
shit. We know. I really didn't even have to ask. Right. Truthfully, we already know how you feel.
You might as well cue up that shotgun. Because
I mean, I need a machine gun spray. I ain't even. You know what? We got something close. Let's just drop the nuclear bomb. Let's drop that.
Yeah, good. Gonna drop forever.
It needs to. It needs to send a marinade on you. So, how many would you have, Mav?
I gotta think, cause you know, I got a lot of needs, you know, and a lot of wants.
Here we go. We ready now.
No, I mean,
you got to go high end. You can get you the Section 8 women.
Oh my god!
But you know that
that's hilarious, I mean, man.
Low overhead, but high maintenance. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know them? You getting, you know, taken to the ER and having to get bail money? That ain't cheap. Now, you know, I don't know about going with the Section 8 women.
I mean, see. Brother like me, see, I'm going to need one of them Section 8 women, you know, one of them women who got the food stamps and all that. See, that's going to take care of the food, you know, $300-$500. So my belly going to feel real good all the time.
I can't.
You know, so I'm going to just use her straight for that.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
And then you're going to need one of them ratchet women, you know, one of the women who just turn up, you know what I'm saying, turn up in a bedroom, one of them nasty women, you know, to just get you right, you know.
What else? We listening.
Keep going,
so that's two.
Okay, hold up. Wait. That's one. That's two. Okay, yeah. Now we got you covered. Go ahead.
And then you just going to need one who just straight beautiful, you know, so you can just go out to the clubs or go out, you know, wherever you want to go out in the streets and just stunt with her. Just look real good.
I mean, so how you think Ratchet Chick going to take that when you taking Model Chick out all the time and you leaving her at the house to tend to all the kids and stuff? Ratchet Chick ain't gonna take that. She gonna turn up and they ain't talking about the bedroom.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Well, I might have to rethink it a little bit. You know.
But if you marry, it's an agreement.
Yeah, that's true.
That's but see, when you a player and it's not the law, you get caught, you get killed, and then they go to trial and you get Chris Bender.
There you go. There you go. I'm with him.
But
on
check
that
this
way.
Out. This is what I learned. Amazing. This is what I learned from other customs, though. I talked to a guy. He was from Lebanon, and in their culture, which is Islamic. I mean, it's different sex, so I don't know exactly how it works. But anyway, they can have up to four women, but you have to be able to treat those women equally. So you can't be, you know, banging it out with one all the time and not doing your thing with the other. I mean, it just don't work like that. You can't take Model Chick out to the club and leave Turn Up Chick at the house and talk about, I'm going to meet you when, you know, around after hours time. you got to give it all across the board.
Wow.
You know, but hey, forget it. Since we, first of all, the views and the thoughts of the brothers on the Band of Brothers radio show are not necessarily the views of the architects. So, wife, please don't kill me.
Oh,
it is not,
wow.
I usually roll with
that
the team.
That is a smart man.
I usually roll with the team on most of them, but I ain't trying to get into arguments on this one today. Baby, I just need one. One's enough. But anyway, since we're getting into this topic, you know, let's take it back to the Bible. Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines.
How many David have?
Wow.
I mean, it put it like this. It wasn't
David had who he wanted to.
It wasn't near enough to compare to his father. His pappy was the man.
Yeah.
1,000 women. And now you look at it, you know, from your male instincts, you're like, oh my God, 1,000 women to choose from on any given night. That's crazy. All this good stuff. Woo, I would love to have that, right? But you got to remember, now we all married to one woman.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we know how much of a handful one woman can be.
Yeah.
Emotions, moods, needs.
I honestly, I don't think we can handle more than one woman, to be honest with you.
1,000, though?
I don't know.
The man, he was considered the wisest man in the Bible outside of Jesus. He went crazy at the end.
Well, because he couldn't have.
You would too with 1,000 women.
Women get you stupid.
So then you got to think of this.
Women get you stupid.
So Mav kind of and gave you insight on kind of how, you know, men think. You know, you got that one chick that's about whatever in the bedroom, right?
Uh-huh.
I want to roll with you about 3 times a week, you know what I'm saying? But other chick on the side kind of jealous why she getting all your time and I ain't getting nothing.
Yeah.
You're going to have to deal with these mood swings, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Who on your secretary or your administrative staff is managing the monthly cycle? And I'm not talking about the bill payments. I'm not talking about the accounts incoming, accounts receivable and accounts payable. I'm talking about that cycle that every woman have. Because you ain't going to be able to keep track of 1,000 women and say, hey, I'm trying to get down with you tonight.
Wow.
Not tonight. It's not happening tonight. See, you was in the zone. You had your mind focused that we about to do our thing, but she like, not tonight.
Yeah.
And all the ones you want to roll with, they off limits. But see, that one you really don't want to deal with.
It got to be a color-coded garment.
Okay.
When you on that cycle, you wear this particular garment.
You wear that
garment.
Scarlet red?
Oh, yeah.
That's smart. So when you look out into the multitude, you already know.
Right.
You already know which ones you can't choose
from. Right. This is awesome, man. This is awesome. Only the doctor will have a solution to that, man. So then, what, you wear like a sash, like a beauty pageant queen when you like you ripe and you ready?
I don't know. Just color coded. Things color coded. It's like those condoms.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's something. So I mean,
wow.
I don't even want to go that route, but
you gotta go there.
I mean,
you gotta go there.
You can have as many women in the bedroom as one time as you want. Is that legal? Is that legal? Can you do that, or do you have to have them separately?
What you mean?
Like, if I want to have 15, 20, 1,000, if I want to have all y'all, we gonna have a video shoot up in this boy. And I'm just, I don't know. I'm just swimming. And
you gonna end up touching all of them.
But even with that being said, I mean, even
by
in
the time you get to the 75th one,
it's only 365 days in the calendar year.
Yeah,
Wilt Chamberlain ain't had nothing on Solomon, man.
Yeah, you
got to manage 1,000 women in less than 365 days. How are you pulling that off?
I don't know.
Mm. I mean, you still got a kingdom you got to look over, man. I mean, this is something to think about. You sure you want to go down that road, Romeo? And these women are more, you know, back in the day, they just did what the men said. They was Mavs kind of woman. Mm-hmm. You do what I say. When I need you, you show up. When I don't want to see you, disappear.
Yeah. Right. When I say bend over, you bend over.
There you go.
They're not like that nowadays, bro. They like talk back and tell you what to do and take your money. And
to Mavs' point, there are some like that.
Some. That's like finding the diamond in the rough.
No, not as hard as you think, my brother. It's not.
Explain.
Well, there are some. Like, there are some girls I know for a fact that probably like Mr. Mav over here and would be willing to do whatever if he gave them the opportunity to.
Are they marriage material?
That's not what we were talking about.
I mean, yes, we are talking about that. We're talking about marrying these women. No,
listen, okay, but they have specific roles.
Okay.
Are they marriage material?
Listen.
Will you be willing to take money out your paycheck for their benefits? Are they worth it?
Well, they're going to have to, but that's the whole point. They bringing something to the relationship also. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's worth that extra $57 a check to take care of them?
Because it balances out.
Okay.
Them food stamps balance out.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
The mother benefits all girl get balances out.
Mm-hmm. But hold up, pause. I found the kink in the philosophy. So you said food stamps, right?
Yeah, okay. Need that.
But you know, they consider all your income. Like, you got 27 women plus you working. I don't know if y'all getting food stamps in Section 8.
You know what? He might. Because they all might not be working.
But he working.
But check this out, though.
His income may suffice for 27.
There's always gaps in the system. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, we can go get married downtown, but that don't mean that we got to let, you know what I'm saying, welfare know that we married, though.
Okay. I feel you. All right.
She ain't married to me. You know what I'm saying?
Why she at your house all the time?
That's just paperwork. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel it, man.
There you go. Food stamps. A couple of them going to happen.
So how many you need, Romeo? How many you need?
Well, the body.
I mean, you got a Tasmanian devil at home, man. I mean, all right, go ahead, explain, man. Help me out.
I mean, it's not a law, but, you know, think about it before you got married, you know. How many women you slept with, how many women you've been with, you know. You can carry that over into marriage.
Okay.
If you're not committed in your heart, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, there's a point to this.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, let's speak about it.
If you was a player, say you dated your wife, your fiance, then you dated three other women.
Right.
Technically, after you get married, you can still continue to have that continued flow.
So you kind of like Jesus was with the lady at the well, where you married, you had five husbands, but the one that's you with right now is technically not your husband, exactly. But you're still married to five. Oh, man, this is getting deep, man. Only a dude with a doctorate degree can do stuff like that. You know, us common folks can't come up with stuff like that. But continue. Go ahead. I'm listening now.
So I'm thinking, like, you know, they do make it a lot. See, my mindset is like this. Say, for instance, you got two lesbians. You know, they want to have children.
Yeah, and we know say like that.
They want to have children.
Right.
They present
you. You didn't accommodate.
Yeah, they present you know, a contract. Marry us.
And maybe both of them want children.
For children. For they both want children.
Right.
So we all three marry. That can happen in the future.
Right.
Because think about it. 10 years.
This dude is
think about it. 20 years ago, you would never think, well, they're going to, you know, make same-sex marriages legal.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So 20 years from now, what would be the issue on the ballot then?
Okay, so yeah, I think we're gonna open up the floodgates. Let's open them all the way up. Let's open up Hoover's Dam all the way. I feel it. Okay.
Why I got to be obligated to just one?
Right.
Even though
right.
That's what the Bible says, but you know how we think. The Bible says that man and a woman only, but the law doesn't say that anymore.
Okay.
So if
the law did pass like that, would you forsake the biblical scriptures and start to do your own thing?
Oh no.
Okay.
You would just kick your butt.
You would just fantasize about it a lot, basically.
You know what? it would be a lot of options out there. And the Bible said, flee, run for the useful lust. But I'm an old man, so I ain't got no lust. Really. Man.
So yeah. So what you at, say? I mean, this thing is ping ponging all over the room. Like it's like bouncing off the walls like an atom.
And I'm running out the door, closing the door, so I don't get hit.
Right. It's like it's crazy, geez, man. What's your thoughts on the situation? Can you be the voice of reason on this matter?
I guess I'm gonna have to. Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that coming. I think one is enough.
What is enough? It's not even a thing.
One is enough.
So wife, sit back in your seat. Don't call. Look, check this out. Pause. Look, don't call me when your husband or whoever's on the show is wilding out. I didn't tell him to say this stuff. These are grown men, okay? So sit back in your seat, calm down, relax. Everybody agrees that one woman is enough.
It
doesn't mean our mind won't explore and think about stuff. About the possibilities.
Not to say that you know, every now and then you say I want to switch up for the night, and
we have had that on this show before.
We want to switch up.
They're right, Mav.
And let's just be real about it. I mean, we can all say one woman is enough, but some point in time, men do cheat.
Yes.
And yeah. So
yes.
That pause. One. Hold it. We got to clear this up because yeah,
yes, wrong.
Might not be the one for that season.
No. Are you saying? Crazy. Are you saying eventually all men cheat or all men are mean? What are you saying? Because you know, women think you got some women out here. A lot of the old school ones, mind you, think that hey, let that man do what he's gonna do. He's gonna cheat anyway. Don't worry about what that man doing in his personal time. Right. Now you thinking like the women think, or what you mean that all men cheat?
See, my wife made a comment to me that I'm not capable of having female friends. So I had to really think about that.
We had this discussion at work. I feel you.
It's like I won't cheat sexually, but I have the ability to cheat emotionally. Okay. Where I can tie my emotions in, you know, and speak to the woman and caress her soul.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, caress her soul up here like this.
Yeah.
In a cup shaped motion.
Why do I feel like I'm like the good one?
Because you just preached a good word today.
That's what it is. I preach today. That's what it is. I got you. I see where this going. Yeah, okay.
That's right, though.
This is great. So, yeah. Hold up. Pause. I mean, we might not get to any other topic. I'm going to just have to sit here for a minute. So are you saying, okay, let me just tell you what my philosophy is. This is what I said. We had this debate. I am a firm believer that a man and a woman cannot have a friendship. That doesn't mean that you can't be in amicable relationship. You can't be cordial. You can't have times when you interact with the opposite sex. I'm not saying that.
You could be cool, but when you say friend,
but
when I
consider a friend, I mean, I don't use that word lightly, personally. If I'm calling you a friend, that's like one of the highest honors I can give you. Everybody I know is not a friend. So with that being said, I don't believe you can be in a friendship with the opposite sex. I know I had a case with my wife where that point was proven, and somebody in the conversation was talking about had the same thing where this person was quote unquote their friend. No, matter of fact, this is what I asked. I asked a woman this. I asked her, okay, all these quote unquote friends you got, out of all those friends that you say they are, how many of them have attempted to be with you? She said 100% of them. So proving my point that you can't have matter of fact, we're going to make that a topic before this is over. Well, you can't have an opposite sex relationship. Now, do you believe that, or do you think that it's possible?
You can have opposite sex friendship. It just comes to a point where it has to be, I think, boundaries. Mm-hmm. Because my thing is, you know, I'm be friends, you know, in the past with women, but you don't get out the shower in front of me. I'm a man.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right.
Don't walk around the house in your bra and t-shirt and bring me a Pepsi. No, don't do that.
Right.
Because my boy won't, you know, bring it. Me a Pepsi in his boxers.
Hey, if he do, you need to excommunicate yourself. You
know, oh my God.
You know,
really?
That's a homegirl, you know, boundary and a homeboy boundary. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Out of all your past friends, since I asked this to a woman, I want to ask this to a man. How many of your quote unquote friends turned into more than friends?
After a few years, maybe I'll say 1%.
Okay. I'm gonna let you off the hook with that. Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna have to say one, but really not even one, because I never really we never became girlfriend boyfriend, but we
y'all put a Seinfeld.
Yes.
You know what a Seinfeld is? Where we've been cool so long, we're just like, what the heck? Let's try it out and see what it's gonna be like. You know, we've been friends for 10-15 years. Let's just see. Then I believe that's a possibility that can happen. I wonder. So let's just find out. I mean, and if not, we can be cool afterwards. But I don't think you can be cool afterwards. I'm about to open up a can of worms. So yes, you said 1%, right? 1% of friends. Yeah. So okay, you brought up an interesting thought with this. So you said you can't walk around me any kind of way. It almost makes me feel like we're some type of roommate, if you will.
Right.
Would you be friends with the opposite sex? A roommate, rather, with the opposite sex?
Yeah. I mean, economics, you know. Hey.
Okay. You make it sound real good. Okay, economics. All right. You got to pay the bills. I get it. Say, you be roommates with the opposite sex? And we ain't talking about your wife. We ain't looking like no technicalities.
Oh, yeah. I definitely would do it.
Okay. Say. I mean, I say, man.
I couldn't do it.
Okay, somebody got to be honest.
I couldn't do it, nah.
Because you're going to smash out, right?
I'm going to try.
You're going to try?
Gonna
try.
He said, I'm going to try.
You're going to try.
It's very hard.
Now, okay. I'm about to dig into this and unwrap this package a little bit, see, you know, if the expiration date is still good. All right, say for instance you got a roommate, female roommate, opposite sex. She ain't that cute, but she walking around in her bra and panties. What's the likelihood of you getting into that?
I would say 98.5%.
Even still, right?
Yeah. I mean, because what goes on in the house stays in the house.
His face, man.
You know, everybody always boast and brag about, you know, I'm with this dime. Dude, you've been with a few pennies.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hey, you'd have shined them up and everything. Shine them pennies up and everything. Yeah.
You've been with a few pennies to get to that dime. Matter of fact, you probably had 10 pennies.
That's right. I'm gonna have to listen to this show. I can extract about 10 other topics out of this show.
That's right.
So, I mean, seriously. Okay, I gotta ask that now. How many pennies have y'all been with in your life?
Man.
Yeah. Pause for station identification while these brothers, count out the pennies that they done been with.
Yes.
Do you have enough fingers to count over there, say?
Yes, I do.
You do, okay.
I only can say I've been with, man, really, you know what? My whole life? Man, I don't know, because looking at the girls and how they are now and what they look like then, they all came out pretty freaking good, except for one. She really...
One of them be a barrister to...
Yeah, I wouldn't yet. I wouldn't tell you, okay. But I mean, I would say, yeah, I did smash, but other than that, she's different. Something's wrong with her. Yeah, something's really wrong with her. But other than that, all the ones I was...
That Canadian penny, like, nobody wanted to take it.
Yeah, it ain't good in the U.S., but I made it good. I still got it off. Yeah.
Snugging it to the bank real quick. Nobody saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Before we move on, say, how many, man?
One.
Because, you know, I mean, I keep saying say. My mind is stuck over here for some reason.
I don't know.
Ma'am, how many you got?
I don't know, man. Because,
you know, you missed a billion served. If y'all haven't heard that podcast, please listen to it.
I don't know. I would definitely have to sit at home and really start writing down.
Wow. Is that me? Yeah.
I would have to start thinking hard about it. But I don't know, man. A lot, you know, a lot of butter faces.
Okay. You
know? Butter faces?
A lot of butter faces.
Okay. I promise I'm going to move on after this. But now I got to ask this. We always hear... Bad face, good body, green light, right?
Oh, man.
Green light. But what if it's the reverse?
What?
Nice face, you kind of lumpy, ain't really my thing. Is it still a green light?
When you adult?
Or she's skinny.
If you
or
clean?
Or she's a stick figure.
If you clean? Oh, yeah. I don't know about the stick figures.
As long as they clean.
They clean.
Beautiful face. Yeah.
They clean, they smell right, yeah, in all the right places.
It all depends on how much you had to drink that night.
Right. I'm talking about, like, you know, you ever seen those you ever seen those swimmers or like any kind of like top tier athlete? Most of them, like, you look at them and they got on their leotards, you know, they're trying to be streamlined for their athletic performance, and you look like there's nothing under there.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, you undress that, like, you doing your thing with that? Like, you got more chest than she did. More butt than she did.
I mean, if she beautiful, I can definitely dig it. You know, beautiful and clean.
You won't feel like a pedophile or nothing like that? Like, I'm with like a 5-year-old child?
Well, long as I know she's grown, you know what I'm saying? Long as I know she's like, I mean, long as I know she's like,
no,
well into her 20s, like 26 and up behind, and stuff like
no
that.
No chest,
you know,
at all? Mm-mm. I can't do that. I can't. That go against my religion. I can't do that.
So, no. Okay. I promise. I keep saying that. I'm probably saying that to the end of the show. Just deal with it. Okay, you said as long as she is in her 20s.
No. I didn't say 20s.
Okay.
Because
I need to clear this.
20 is too close to 18. 18 too close to 16.
What's the cutoff? What's the cutoff?
You
got to
be like 26 and up, man.
26 and up?
Yeah.
Well, you only what? You what, 29?
Yeah, 26 and up.
So you only go 3 years lower than you?
26 and up.
26 and up.
Nah,
round table. What's your cutoff age? Say, for instance, your wife got abducted to Jupiter and you never see her again. You got to get back on the market. What's your cutoff age that's too young for you today?
I got to hear
it. My thing, anything under 48.
Too young?
Under 48? You ain't 48. Ain't under 48. You like older than Barry.
Hold on. You talking about young wives or old wives?
What's the youngest you would date?
The youngest?
44,
man. 45. He tripping today, man.
26, 25. 26. That's the youngest. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
26, you can't even cook yet.
Right.
It depends. I got to go down south and get her.
Most of them can't cook these days anyway.
You got to go down south. And I just overheard a girl, fairly attractive girl, other day talking about, I don't know how to cook and I don't want to know how to cook. Yeah, it's too most stressful. Of them can't cook like, girl, days. I almost kicked you in your face, girl. I mean, I ain't even your man, but that's blasphemy. Yeah. But age, I don't know. I like a mature woman, so I say about I will give you an audition at 25. Okay. I will give you an audition, see where your head at. But I'm probably looking more 28 and up. And you get prerequisites. 28, you probably got to have a degree or a stable job that you've at least had more than 5 years to show some type of stability and consistency. Mm-hmm. Now, once you start to get older up in the years, I'm gonna just take life experience and use that in replacement of maturity. So, you know, you about 32, 33. I'm going to go ahead and say, no, you ain't got to be fully established, but your mind probably together. You know what I'm saying? But you can't be talking crazy. Even though I got kids and I'm in my 30s, it's still a baby limit, a baby daddy limit, definitely. One baby daddy maximum. Two, I might let three kids slide because that'll put five in the household. That's a lot.
I mean, what are you talking about? Dating these chicks or talking about having sex with them? What are you talking about?
But see, Romeo got everybody mind in the gutter. I'm trying to establish a wholesome family household. Eventually, you're trying to marry these women. That's what I'm saying, man. Okay. Man, let's keep the thing streamlined and let them know we still got some morals on the show, man.
Because if I'm dating, my morals ain't going to be there for a couple girls.
Well, it ain't even got to be an age. As long as your ID is horizontal and not vertical, then, you know, everything is everything. If you're just talking about that.
You're right.
I'm talking about somebody you can take home to mama again. Oh, boy. I got another topic, man, out of that. We definitely going to have a load of stuff. We just going to fast track some stuff next episode. But I'm calling it right here. I got to call it right here, man. We got to move on to the next topic, man. We've done enough. Feel free to chime in. I mean, just say whatever it is you need to say. Make sure you comment on the app, please. Please, people, stop hitting up my Messenger and my Facebook timeline. Hey, share your comments with the world so we can all understand and know how you feel. Because I know you women going to have something to say, and it's okay. I might even agree with y'all this week. You know, so yeah, feel free. MixLR.com. Go to the Culture Shock Entertainment radio site. CSCRadio.caster.fm. We're there too. You can chat on both of them. Or you can hit up the Culture Shock Entertainment Facebook page. Please leave my Facebook page alone. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I'm just trying to tell y'all that. So don't be sending me no messages or anything like that. So without further ado, might as well stick with the women. Might as well keep it there. Had this thought. We kind of touched on it in various different ways in the last topic, right? So this is my thing. This is what I want to know. I've run into a couple of different situations when describing a woman of the opposite sex, because women are the opposite sex, obviously, but I like saying it like that, where, excuse me, somebody's describing the woman, and they say, hey, she's kind of heavy set, she's kind of big, thick, whatever. And then I see the person, I'm like, I would never consider her fat, big, or whatever. I mean, what do y'all consider fat? I think she's just right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my question to you brothers is, what do you consider fat? What's your stipulations on? Let's go ahead and do a whole tier: fat, thick, heavyset, husky, chunky, lumpy.
It depends, you know, how she proportioned.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on. Let
me
get this segment started right, man. We gotta. Let's go ahead and tune it up, because this can be another explosive one. So go ahead. You said it depends on how she's proportioned. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Like Takara, the model.
Right. Right.
Oh yeah, she nice and thick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, juicy. Serena, thick, juicy, body of a goddess.
Would you consider her thick though? I mean, she has a great, amazing body.
Who?
But she's only like 145.
Who?
Serena.
Have you seen her person?
Yeah, I'm seen her. But I mean, that's the thing.
What I'm talking about.
To see her compared to a midget white woman, I mean, she looks like King. I ain't gonna say thick. King Kong. That'd be rude. But she looks big. But I mean, compared to your average hood chick, she might be kind of slender.
Yeah, but she's still thick.
I mean, she's not. Don't get me. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. She's very nice.
Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. She's thick.
She's thick. Okay. Yeah. You consider her thick.
Thick right. Below
there's
the waist.
There's different. There's different levels of thickness. Okay. Yeah. See, that's the trick. There's okay. Different level of thickness, and then there's different levels of just roly-poly fat and just, oh my God, she's just, no, you need to just not wear that at all. How about you just stay in the house and okay. Nobody
you,
see you?
You touched on something right there. Is it how you present yourself? Because, I mean, dating disasters part one, and there will be a part two coming. Mav said his chick was 260 and a dime. I still want to meet this woman, man. Because he's like, she's 260 and a dime piece. So, I mean.
Hey, you know what? It's possible.
I think it's, yeah.
It has to be the height and weight ratio.
It got to be. Okay. Like, was she about 5'10"?
She was pretty short. I mean, she was real
did,
short.
Did she have rolls?
Yeah, she had some rolls.
Okay. She had rolls.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
She was cold then. She
had some hand warmers. She had some hand warmers on her.
Yeah. She was cold then.
I give her about like 5'6" or something. Bust line, like bust size. You know,
because you know, that's the thing for me. You can have some weight on you. I don't mind you having no weight on you. But you can't have two wheelbarrows at the bottom and nothing at the top. I mean, I feel like your body kind of selfish. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Why didn't it proportion it a little better? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Did she have something up top?
Yeah. I mean, she had a lot of breasts and she had a lot of booty and stuff. Okay. I mean,
she still had the Coca-Cola shape, but she was like a 2-liter instead of 20 ounce.
I mean, she had some waist on her, but I mean, it wasn't like tough or.
What do you mean tough? What's tough?
Like the Michelin tire man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like a tough steak or something like that.
It was like the Michelin tire man.
It was soft.
Stay inside the house.
And then she, I mean, when
they
she put them clothes
too,
on.
They need sunlight too, man. They just can't be vampires for the rest of their life.
I'm just saying, man. You don't need to be outside.
I mean, she had a good shape. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she looked real good with the heels and everything.
That's
and the
awesome.
Jeans and, you know.
I got some Facebook friends that's
was
pretty,
it? Was their skin smooth and
too.
Soft?
Smooth and soft like
okay.
Silk.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. So give me a number, man. What's a number? Like, this number means you're fat. Or better yet, better way I want to phrase it. If you're under this number, there's no way you can be considered fat. Nobody can call you fat if you're under this number.
170? 160?
Okay, so somebody like, man, yeah, I met this chick. She was kind of fat or whatever. You're like, well, how much was she? 160? You're like, no, man, you must have been tripping. Right. You high some high she fat.
Even if she was 5'4", 5'3".
No, see.
160? You probably thick.
Yeah.
You ain't fat. Yeah. Well, you about 210, 220? And you 5'3", 5'2".
Yeah, because they're going to start coming out,
right,
you know.
Right,
because, yeah, 200 and 5'10", you're going to be wide.
Right.
I mean,
if you're 5'10".
Yeah, 5'2", yeah.
Sorry.
5'10", that's going to stretch out.
Sorry, 5'5". 5'5".
5'3", 5'4", by 160. 170 at the as the line right there. 170.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
what you at? What do you consider fat or rotund or whatever y'all want to call it? What do you consider, Romeo? Love, doctor.
If I paint your toenails and you can't see them, you too big.
That's a good one. That's a,
oh,
man,
I can't
that's,
take that's, this, man. This is killing me, man.
That's an interesting way to look at it, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, so what's some other stipulations? Throw something else out. I'm trying to think of all the different ways.
If you can't wipe your own butt, then.
Well, you got more than one problem if you can't wipe your own butt. You got some serious issues on your hand. That's that. Okay. Ankle fat. How you feel about that? People with the cankles. Turn on, turn off, indifferent.
Turn
I ain't even
off.
Looking at your feet.
Turn off. Because when you off. See them fat ankles, you be thinking they about to leak. Like, they about to leak like pus.
Big feet?
Fat pus. Like, if I just stick you with this ink pen or this needle, pus gonna come out. It's like, oh.
So check it out. She 5'3" of the way down, but she got a little elephantitis in the ankle.
No.
You ain't messing with her.
Can't do it, man. It's gonna mess
nah,
with
me. Nah, bro, I can't do that.
It's gonna mess with
okay.
me.
Look, if your ankles is as big as your thighs, I cannot mess with you.
So you can't have a tree. It gotta be a swoosh to the bottom.
Them ankles gotta be slim, man.
You gotta be able
they,
to get
they
ankle
do,
part.
Man.
Gotta be slim.
If I grab your ankle and it look like I'm holding a hoagie sandwich, then it's loose and
that's you ain't kissing them toes late at night. You ain't
them if them legs don't taper.
That's another good one.
That's all you thinking. They just gonna leak like it's gonna fat nasty grease. You just see grease and pus and just all type of
that's
stuff.
That's infection, man. That's a little different than being overweight.
It is.
I don't like it, man. When them legs don't taper. Them legs got to taper. I mean, from the kneecaps down to them ankles, legs got to taper. If they go straight down, nah.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Foot size. What's your cutoff point? Can she be rocking the Shaq joints? I saw a picture like that on Facebook, kind of disgusting me a little bit. Them had to be man feet, but they said it was a woman's foot. It had a toe ring on it, but that big toe was kind of big. It was like, what's your limit on shoe size?
See, you got some women that are beautiful, but got some bigger feet. I mean, long as they ain't big ugly feet, you know what I'm saying? Long as they still,
I mean, she rocking a man's 13 like me. You know what I'm saying? She can put on my steel toe boots.
Sorry,
and kick
that's
it.
Not happening. I'm not touching your big old nasty feet.
But she keep them soft and manicured and pedicured
they,
and all
I
that.
I mean, they soft and everything, but if her feet covering your feet, or you look down and you can't tell if that's your feet or her feet, it's not right. Like, that's too big.
An 11 for a woman, me. I mean, I personally like little feet.
I do too, but
it's just, you got some beautiful women out here that just end up getting some big feet.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
so
you're
going to deal with it? It's all good.
Certain sizes, I'm willing
if you're
to
beautiful,
deal with.
Man, yeah. I can.
Well,
I
on,
can
a, on,
it.
On a on a scale of 10 meter, how beautiful you got to be to deal with that size?
I mean,
11
you gotta
and
be,
a half.
I mean, you got to be like a 9 for real.
Okay. Another Seinfeld episode: man hands. She got them quarterback NFL ready hands. She can throw that ball 70 yards off her knees. You dealing with that, bro?
I mean, you'll find out when you first meet her, you know, when you look at her, you're checking her out, you like, you know, butt, chest, you know, hand, neck, you know, all that stuff. But you see the, you know, she say, hey, from across the club, and you see this big old hand, like Arsenio Hall, you're like, oh.
It's like wearing one of them foam fingers, and you're just waving, you're like, what is that? Is that your hand?
Yeah.
Like, when you put your hands together and have one of those magical touches.
Oh, y'all thumb wrestle when she undefeated?
And her hand is way bigger than yours, and you sitting there feeling some type of way about that? I don't know. I can't handle that.
Interesting. Yeah, you
like fat ankles and big hands and big feet.
It's oh,
a deadly combination.
I got a good one for you before I go to my next question. Nose size.
Nose size?
Yeah.
Oh, I do
I
not.
I know you know something about that.
I don't like a woman with no big nose. I'm just being honest with you. That right there. A woman with a big nose.
No, listen, if that nose is adjustable. It
what you mean adjustable?
Right.
How do you adjust the nose?
It can turn and bend certain ways. It is all right with me.
Okay.
I think it all depends on the race, though. Because a lot of
right.
races have different. Because
you got that pelican beat going on, man. I mean,
well,
I can't
yeah.
sand.
Yeah, that toucan
yeah.
sand.
I don't
yeah.
mind a minute bowl. You know, you got the nice spread. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
you just got a wide nose. I can deal with that.
Yeah.
And that's part of our culture. But, you know, you can't have that big old bone in the middle. It's just like, you
okay.
know, that's kind of weird to me.
So I had a Jamaican. And she got a big nose. And
she had
was,
a wide nose or a
It was wide.
Okay. She and had that KRS-One nose?
Man.
It wasn't that big. Nah. His nose is as wide as his whole face. I can't deal with that.
Oh,
but
man.
It was big, but she was Jamaican, so I'm with Rome on that. You know, but if you black, like straight up black, and you got a big nose, like I can't.
Hold up, wait a minute.
I can't do it. I can't.
That's part of our culture, man. Black people have wider noses.
No.
I mean, that's like an oxymoron.
I can't.
I can kind of, I'm flexible with the noses, but your nose cannot be the first thing I see when I see your face.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
every time I look at you, your nose is the very, like, I can't look at your eyes. I can't say nothing about your lips because your nose is just so huge. I can't say nothing.
Well, you got some people like that profile picture. You better not ever take a profile picture from
yeah.
the side. I mean,
yeah,
it's just casting all kinds of shadows and bad things and stuff. So, okay, top five. When you're looking at a woman, Romeo kind of brought me here with this. So you're looking at a woman, what's the first five things you look at? Top five. Shoot. Start with say.
Her booty, her feet, her hair, her skin, complexion, her hands. What was that, 3, 4?
I think that was four.
And her face.
So feet is very high on your list. You got to see them feet first.
I would like to.
Okay.
Because you can tell by how a person take care of their feet. If they always crusted, jacked up, ain't really. I'm kind of like your house stank. Like I just know something ain't right with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like
What if y'all cool? Y'all kicking it all the time, and she always wearing Air Max 90s. But she cool. But you ain't got to see them feet yet. I mean,
no. I need to know what her feet look like. Like if she don't like to take care of feet. I mean, there's no. I can't be serious with you. I can't do that, man. I have a thing.
The manicure would be cold. Cuticles nice and nipped, and you know, she, fingernails buff, but her toes, her heel crusty.
You said what?
You said the hands fly. They soft and pretty. Got the French tip. No, she got the stiletto nails on.
See, here's my problem with that.
But she got crusty heels.
Here's my problem with that. There's no way that should happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I not lying?
Right.
You go to the nail spot to. your feet and feet and nails are one package. You can't do one without the other. You're a girl. Girls can't do that. If you go get your nails done all the time and you don't get your feet done, I can't mess with you. You young. Like, you young and your house stinks. Something.
Well, in the wintertime, they don't really get their feet done like that often, you know, inside the summertime.
Yeah, but you got to keep them joints soft, though.
Yeah.
I don't want crusty feet on me. And I'm just, man, I can't do that. It's bad.
Bro, where you at? Top five. What you looking at when you see a woman?
Lips, teeth, ring finger.
Okay.
I did say hands, so that counts. Okay. Yep, that counts. Yeah.
You know, your teeth got to be looking, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what if she got them, you know, the thug teeth look like they posing for a jail picture? You know what I'm saying? They got that club picture look, that club pose.
It all depends on where I meet her at, you know.
They straight, but they yellow.
Nah, we got to get that fixed.
They yellow, but, I mean, they crooked, but they super white.
That's cool.
No,
I'm you cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
He said I'm cool.
Okay. I mean, it got to be some hygiene. You know, the mouth is dirty. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't clean your mouth. I'm looking like,
Yeah.
I don't know about your panties. Did I say that?
So y'all playing the association game. Bad feet means stinky house. Bad yes. mouth means your panties dirty. Okay, I mean, I'm learning some stuff. So that's three. What's the other two?
Yeah.
I
hope you single women taking notes. Because if you don't get this right, you're going to stay single.
You don't have to be single to be taking notes. I'm just going to
put
that
out
there.
You married ones that got comfortable, you need to get uncomfortable.
Long-term relationships, but you ain't married. That's probably why he ain't jumped the gun yet. You know, because
you ain't
working
men to your stank butt. I'm sorry.
I look at the neck, make sure that, you know.
No Adam's apple?
Yeah, no hair bumps and stuff like that.
You just sound like you had an experience, man. You sound like you had an experience or something.
When you're in the club, the lights beat down, you got to make sure.
Oh, but hold on. Pause real quick. There are women, bona fide double X chromosome women out there with, you know, a little scruff. I done seen a few. So, I mean, they might actually be a woman, but they got some scruff. What you saying about that?
I don't know. I just, oof. I can't do it.
Little chest hair in the middle in the cleat. Yes, you got a nice set, but it's a little fuzz right here. What's that? Are you shaving over there, ma'am? Is that what you're doing?
You gotta shave that jacket a little bit.
Right, but you cool with it. You gonna let that slide, huh?
Especially if the cleavage is right. You do that?
A little nair, you know what I'm saying? Nobody gonna know about it, you know what I'm saying?
Like if her two joints is real good and she got that real long piece of hair coming off in the middle, you can roll with that?
We gonna have to take care of it somehow, you know what I'm saying?
Get a wax?
Yeah
get a wax.
But you gonna forgive her for it?
Yeah
okay. I'm sorry.
I'm not mad. Hey, teach
ain't
him
mad. Hey, yeah, I ain't mad.
Okay, I've seen this a lot too. Fine. Butter soft face, smooth.
Oh,
but man. You just, I mean, we all in our 30s now, so you're probably dealing with a woman in her 30s close to it.
Right.
They got that one long chin hair strand just full that joint is about a good 6 inches.
Curled up, huh?
Yeah. But it's just that. One. It's
I'ma
just one.
I'm going to cut it.
You're going to let her, you're going to keep her around.
I'm going to cut it. I'm going to ask her, like, you going to cut that? And if she say no, then I can't be with her. But if she say, oh, I can cut it, I'll be like, can I cut it? And she say, sure, and I'll cut it. She's a keeper.
You know, it's a distraction.
What's that?
Where there's
that?
A mo, and there's like hair everywhere around the mo.
Oh, you know, moles are.
You didn't find out till she turned the other way and said, hey.
Moles
this are, side is like, ooh, baby. But this side is like, hold on.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
Moles are a sign of cancer, man. I might have to ask some questions and need to see your health history. I don't know. I mean, that's interesting. But y'all like light skinned women, don't y'all? Y'all like a nice light-skinned
dark skinned women.
You like dark skinned women, cool. Okay. What do you say? I mean, man, where you at? You like light skinned women?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, I would assume you like, man, well, I don't know. Do you like light skinned women, Romeo?
I like, I like them.
You like light skinned women, okay. Yeah. See, because this is the thing with light skinned women sometimes, because they're so light and you can see everything. They get that little 5 o'clock shadow over the lip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going,
they do.
Yeah, but I mean, she's cute. She's real cute, but you got a little black. You got a little, it's a little shadowy around the lip.
Yes.
Are you going to let that slide or are you like, nah, I can't do it?
You got to get that shade. You got to get that shade on the regular.
But it's coming back.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I can't see that. And I can't deal with that. Like, if you got mustaches and stuff, I'm kind of insecure about that.
What, you're a little jealous?
No, I ain't jealous. I'm kind of like, I can't deal with that. I don't know. Because it's like, oh, God. Like, you got facial hair. Like, I get, okay, sometimes women are somewhat hairy or whatnot, and that's cool.
Ooh, yeah, that's another one. Go ahead. Finish the statement.
But I can't, like, I shouldn't be feeling your, when I kiss you, I shouldn't feel the hairs rubbing against my hairs. That's just not good. Well, if, you know, we do our face close together and we have trying to have a moment.
And you keep laughing because you're tickling me.
Right. I'm telling you. And I'm like, yo, I'm sorry, I can't do this. Your hair is just way thicker than mine right now, and that's bugging me out. I gotta let you go. I can't do that. I can't, man. Like, somebody need to pray for them.
Pray for them.
I don't know, man.
Pray it off of them. It's a spirit, huh?
There's something bad, man. Like, them women, I don't know. To each his own. Some men like that.
And they think it's sexy, though.
They do.
It
ain't sexy.
I'm like, who told you that? Whoever told you that, you go date that person.
Right. Right. That's nasty, man.
Top five, man. Give it to us. What you got?
So my thing is, okay, I'm going to look at that hair, you know, because to make sure they're keeping their hair up, because I love women.
They keep a fresh weed, but you'll never see their natural hair.
I mean, long as they keeping it. I mean, I'm just saying, long as they keeping a fresh weave, I mean, because a weave could be like sewing, you know what I'm saying, and they can keep it popping, you know, so that's cool. That shows a lot to like hygiene.
You know? Check this out, though. The first night y'all get together, she take the whole stocking cap off and the hair, and she's bald underneath. Then what? You gonna rub that bald head?
That's that I'm gonna get you sucker type stuff. I gotta go.
Oh, but check
it. I gotta go.
I've recently converted my thinking on a peg leg because, and I'm gonna let you finish your statement, because if you only got one leg, you can never deny me ever in life. You know what I'm saying? You can't talk about, no, the shop is closed today. No, it ain't. You got a swing door down there. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just throw that thing to the side and keep it moving. Anyway, go ahead, finish with your top five. I just wanted to throw that out.
You just said swing door.
Yeah, so, since you threw out the I'm gonna get you sucker.
Oh, wow. This is the greatest show ever. Wow.
Go ahead, man. Finish it off, yo.
Man, that'll
so,
be
hold
weird.
On, hold on. You didn't answer the question. So that the hair code is busted. That wig, she get the lace front joint, right? Mm-hmm. That $100 hair, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But she take it off and she got, I can't go bald. That's too easy. She got peach fuzz. Like she got alopecia or something.
Man, hold up, man. Dude, like, it's popular these days that girls be rocking, like, you know, like the real low haircut with the big hoop earrings and stuff like that. You know, I mean, so if she had a low haircut, I could deal with that if she looked real good, you know.
Does she have to keep her hair on all the time?
All the time.
No, like I said, if she got a low haircut with the line.
You like,
up, like,
you like a low haircut?
Actually, I ain't going to say I prefer it, but these days it's kind of popular now. You know what I'm saying? Like a little low haircut with like the big old Mary J. Blige earrings and stuff like that.
I've seen a lot of on your face, your facial skin, yeah, on your hair, how your head's built.
I've seen a lot of beautiful women with low haircuts.
Yes.
I have not seen one that be like, I date you with that low haircut. Okay. Not one.
You never seen a girl you would date?
I'm gonna tell you.
I can't do it here, a girl with the Caesar. I mean, I seen the waves popping line. I mean, I'm looking at her facial structure like she pretty.
I would.
Can do it.
I would do it. Like you would do that, you wouldn't do that, but you would date a girl with facial hair?
Now, what was,
I never said I would. I mean, I've seen a thin veil, and it's like, I can still see the shade of your skin, so I'm gonna give you a pass.
No.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Do y'all remember that show with, what was that, Diana Ross's daughter? Or,
Girlfriends,
all right. The yellow girl that was on there. Mm-hmm. I dated a girl that looked like her. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about cold. And you know, she cold, that yellow chick.
Right, right.
You know. Mm-hmm. Bam. Now, I just probably sent her. She started working at my job about like 2 years
Uh-oh.
Ago.
Oh, this is a and topic in and of
hold
itself.
Hold up, hold up. And she had a haircut, you know what I'm saying, with some waves.
Right.
And she looked, it, you know, great, you know.
Right.
So, y'all couldn't date no yellow bone like that. That just
you're gonna have to send me a picture of her.
I mean, she was cold just like that. You know what
I've seen
saying?
Women
that
on the
would
cover.
Never bother me.
I've seen women on the cover of magazines. Matter of fact, y'all all know who Amber Rose is. I knew her before.
Yeah.
I saw her picture before she became famous. And I'm like, she's pretty. But she got a fade. I can't do it.
You could.
Okay.
What? No, I couldn't do it.
So, like that. Okay. And then when the girl came to my job, everybody wanted her. You know.
You're crazy.
Bam.
I gotta have it.
Okay, so hair. I'm going for the mouth. I mean, I gotta.
What know, about the mouth?
Yeah, teeth. You know, I mean,
big lips, small lips.
I kind of like lips in the middle. I don't like real big lips, and then I don't like real little lips.
Okay,
you know, so just in the middle. I mean, long as your hygiene with your breath and everything is cool.
But you said
know.
The teeth can pose, and it's all good. You cool with crooked teeth?
Actually, I've met beautiful women with crooked teeth. You know.
I almost feel like it messed up the way your face looks when your mouthpiece messed up.
Well, it depends. Like, well, are all your teeth crooked?
It's all about, okay, it's all about your personality, you know, because I've met beautiful women with crooked teeth, you know, that just never got braces growing up, you know. And then I've met women with straight teeth, but just drink a whole lot of coffee, you know?
Okay.
And
okay.
they yellow, you know? So it's like, I mean.
Brown or crooked? I mean, yellow or crooked? Which one?
Yellow
or crooked? Crooked.
Crooked.
Crooked and white.
Yeah.
Where you at, Romeo? Crooked or yellow?
Crooked.
Cricket, cricket, cricket wireless. Yeah. Okay. So, go ahead. I'm listening.
Let me see. And then next, I'm definitely going to look at your feet and your hands because I like small feet.
You putting those together? That's one. And that's like one, one yeah. number itself?
Yeah, feet okay. and hands.
Together.
Combined. The whole hygiene because I do not like dirt up under a woman's nails. I hate dirt up on the
She's a cosmetologist name. And she's been massaging a lot of scalps. A lot of she had a lot of washing and curls.
Them got to be cleaned up. I mean, I do like your fingernails to be done, you know, every couple weeks and stuff like that, you know, with the acrylic and all that. But I mean, long as they clean up under there.
You like a lot of makeup?
No, I really don't like makeup at all, you know. Okay. I mean,
it exposes you.
You think so?
Yeah.
So you just know no. if you got a lot of,
if you a man and you messing around, that makeup on that woman will expose.
Oh, okay. See, that's deep. That's deep. That's deep right there. Okay.
You know.
I feel
so, like, you know, you a veteran at this. Rome was a veteran.
I mean, I always knew that, but I didn't know it was to this level. He like a, you know, yeah, black belt level woo. 5. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know, your wife get that kid out. Hold on. This ain't my makeup. Uh-huh. I don't buy makeup from Walmart.
What is wrong?
She get the CSI kit out. You know?
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh my goodness.
You have to tell us about these stories more in detail. We're gonna do specifically a show just to pick your brain one of these days. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, finish it up.
Yeah, I mean, but your feet definitely gotta be. I mean, I like smaller feet. You know, I'm gonna make sure that you got some decently clean shoes. I mean, you just got some beat down raggedy shoes. You know,
maybe she's Section 8. You said you like Section 8 women. She can't afford the new LeBrons every time they come out.
That's fine, long as they cleaned up.
Don't they
a little
clean?
Bit,
they don't look like she's been. And you know, for
them
like
XJ900s don't hold up well.
Yeah. If you're at work, you know what I'm saying. But if you're out in the streets, I don't know.
Heels or tennis shoes.
I mean,
man,
to me it really don't matter. You know, I mean, long as they clean when I see.
Here's one for you. Can your girl wear heels that make her taller than you?
Yes, she can. Oh, my goodness.
I see you nodding over the road. You say, yeah?
Yeah, man. I like.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
The thing is, with heels, it's like the man look at the heel.
You get to look at the whole structure.
It's like you get, I don't know, yo. It's like a magnet.
It is, man.
It goes from the heels to the calves.
Periscope right now.
Yeah. Go to the heels to the calves, and it's like,
yes.
Then you stuck at the butt, and you can't move.
You can't.
I like it, man.
You can't. Yes, man, I love a girl in heels. If you got a mean shoe game, I'm looking. I'm telling my wife, I'm sorry, but I had to look at that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We back.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at that because that I got a couple Facebook friends that got a mean shoe game, and when they show me some of the pictures, when I see some of the pictures they post and they got the heels on, I'm looking like that pit bull look. You know, when your pit bull turns his head sideways and you just look.
I mean, shoe porn is pretty popular these days.
Shoe porn. Yeah, shoebox porn. There's an actual site called Shoebox Porn.
It is, right.
Yeah, that's interesting. Was that all five, or did we miss one?
I mean, that was all five.
Okay.
What about that little pudge in the front where you kind of figure out, is she pregnant or she's not? Should I say congratulations?
It depends on how the pudge sit. Now, if that pudge sitting up right and firm, now I got some questions for you. We need to go get an ultrasound. If it kind of hang. I mean, everybody get that, you know, that baby fat. You know the difference between I just like a couple extra sub sandwiches when I go out and I done had a couple kids. You know the difference between the look.
Oh, you
definitely. And I can
know.
Actually accept the I done had a couple kids look because, I mean, you done had a couple kids. We get it. Now, if you look like you done had a few and ain't, you know, one thing I can't stand is when you got the stretch marks on your chest area, but you don't have any kids. What's wrong with your body?
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
That is not good at all. Nasty.
I've seen a few like that, and it's like,
you ain't had no kids?
I don't know.
But back to the heel thing.
Okay, heels.
I don't like when a woman is taller than me, period.
Okay, I thought
it's
kind of
intimidating to
woman.
Me, you know. When she put on them heels, still got to be shorter than me, or either my height, you know, with the heels on.
My wife put them heels on, she about 6'1", and it's sexy as can be.
I
mean,
you shouldn't feel it. I'm going to counseling to this brother.
Okay,
you shouldn't feel intimidated because think about the position. The heels is on. She's staring you down while you on the bed. You in the right position to receive everything you need.
Thank you.
Not true. Because if her behind is up to your chest,
yeah,
when she bends over, it's still going to be at your chest. Yeah. So now you got to get a chair or something and try and work. It ain't as streamlined as it might seem. Yeah. You might have a nice picture view, mm-hmm. and I can appreciate that.
No, see, that's the problem with you. You're missing the whole point. What Rome is saying.
Okay, I'm listening.
With them heels on, if she on all four, it don't make a difference if she got the heels on or not. When she got them heels on, she on all four. She is definitely leveled.
Okay.
And ready to be leveled.
I mean, if you just want to do it in the house, I'm cool with that. But I can't go out and you taller than me. I'm having an issue with that.
I don't like that. I don't. Mm-mm.
Pictures, you know, cabaret pictures and stuff don't look quite right when, you know, she looking at, you know, I'm 6 feet tall. I ain't no little fella.
It look good to me.
I don't like when a booty is on my stomach. It's supposed to be down here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the booty is up here and we stand up together.
I just bite in the booty. You know
I kind of don't mind as long as the booty's touching me. I mean, wherever it's touching that.
Touch right.
Booty's touching me. That's all I know.
You
know
I mean, that's easier for me just to put my hands up. Oh, I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is, if the booty's high, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
That's beautiful, especially if they got a short dress on.
Now, I know what... We're going to say that for the overdrive.
Yeah.
I know what position that it might be in position for. You know what I'm saying? She might be excited about that, but okay.
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple more things we can get before this show close out. We got a lot of stuff we're going into the overdrive with, because I'm just holding back a lot of stuff right now. But we mentioned facial hair. Leg hair. Thick leg hair.
Oh,
and she don't want to shave. And she don't want to shave.
Thick leg hair?
And she don't want to shave.
Like team was thick?
Like it look like pencil. It look like pencil lead.
Pencil lead. Oh man.
See, here's the problem with that. See, I got hair. If it's thicker than my hair, I'm scared.
Okay,
that's a problem.
That's another one. Light skinned chick, pretty girl, leg hair. Now, it wasn't the case in the beginning that she didn't want to shave it, but everything she tried didn't work. So she just said, "Forget it. You're going to deal with this leg hair."
And it kept growing?
Yeah. She tried the apple stop and all that stuff. All the creams and there, all that. It didn't help.
So when you talk about, can you put a beret in it?
It wasn't necessarily long, but you can still see it through the stockings. Put it like that.
I don't mind hair on your legs. If it's like too hairy is when you go into lick her legs and you like, pop. that's too much hair.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't mind hair on the legs. That's kind of sexy.
So do you need everything else shaved too?
Oh, no, I don't.
So you don't mind if it's somewhere else, but just not the legs?
I ain't poo-pooing that.
Okay. You take a hairball or two, huh?
I ain't got no hairballs. I'm in the forest, bro. I'm an Amazon man when it comes down to that. I ain't never mind that.
Okay, that's cool.
As long as you keep it fresh, baby, we all good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to pick that up in the overdrive. Y'all hang around. Don't think that this show's about to end just yet, because I just got to ask. Hey, we might have to get to your massage thing later. We might incorporate. I don't know, but I got question on top of question. But before we finish up this episode of the Band of Brothers Radio Show, thank y'all again for listening. Leg hair. Talk to me about it, bro. You're a pretty hairy brother. I don't know if people know that.
Yeah.
So do you discriminate? Are you partial? You can be hairy, but they can't?
I mean, if you hairy than me.
That's what I'm saying. Because if you hairy than Rome, that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm kissing you and I'm getting hair stuck in my braces, you know, that's an issue.
It's not good.
Speaking of, man, congratulations. The brace is gone. I just realized that, man. Congratulations.
You see that 24 karat smile?
I ain't looking at that man's mouth. Shit. I ain't looking at mouth like that.
I ain't looking, but the bro smile. You're like, ching. Like, okay. I see you, man.
So, he put a lot of time and investment in his teeth. So, don't think you can come around here, yuck mouth, and right. think Matt's going to be cool with it.
Right.
But, Harry. Okay, Harry. Where you at on the Harry?
I really don't like hairy legs like that. I mean, my wife got a little hair on her legs, but it really don't grow, so I'm cool with it. But
you make her shave?
No, cause she only got a little bit of hair, and then I really can't even tell that it's down there. You know,
that's cool.
But just hair on the legs—that what y'all talking about? Or?
Yeah, thick hair.
Okay, yeah,
no. Noticeable hair.
If it's thick and noticeable, I can't deal with it.
Oh my goodness.
You can't deal with like any semblance of you might have been a man at one point. is that what it is?
Yeah.
Can't be taller, can't be hairy. Mm-mm. You said you do short hair, so that's cool. That's a reprieve. We'll take that. That's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. We're about to go ahead and end this show, I got some questions for you, brothers. We about to go ahead and get into it. Y'all,
I apologize for what I'm gonna say, because this about to be some crazy stuff about to go down. This overdrive.
Doctor, Pastor Romeo, for opening up the floodgates, because they are open now, and I'm going to ask some questions, so make sure you guys stay tuned for the Overdrive, because this one has a 450 block engine inside of it with nitro on it, and we about to push the pedal all the way down as far as it can go. So make sure you stay tuned, listen to the podcast. You can find it on CultureShockEntertainment.com. Look for the link on the main page or go to the podcast portion of the website. It'll be there. You can also follow us on Culture Shock Entertainment on Facebook, Culture Shock ENT on Twitter, Culture Shock Entertainment on Instagram, and you'll find links and directions on how to get there as far as listening to the podcast and listening to the radio show, which comes on every Thursday at 8. That's where we're going to be at, Thursday at 8. And you can wake up in the morning to us now. We will be on in the morning first at 4 for the early birds, and then at 6 for those early somewhat birds. So you can get your groove on, your laugh on, your think on, your anger on, all that good stuff. First thing in the morning, listen to the new show every Thursday at 8 o'clock. We are there for your listening pleasures. Until next time, we are out.